I would like to bring up the teachings of traditional African religion, also known as Ifa, in which there is this understanding of what is called the Ori. This is in the Yoruban tongue. Ori is spelled O-R-I. Ori means head. And basically there is this story in regards to our creation. And that is, before we come to Earth, before we incarnate in a body, living this life of ours, we go to this etheric realm where there is this huge room of heads. And this room
Could you imagine that? Like, just being in a spiritual form. Like, in a spiritual form, you probably just not are aware of emotions in the same way that we are now. Mm-hmm. But now, you know, if I went somewhere and saw a room full of heads, I would be like, what the fuck is going on?
It would be kind of strange.
Yeah.
But I do feel like this lore, this is like old traditional lore. This lore has a physical, very surface story aspect to it. Mm-hmm. But I do feel like it's symbolic. There's a very proverbial, symbolic.
You think it's symbolic?
Spiritual seeking. I do.
It could be real literal.
I mean, it could be literal, but I don't think it is. I personally think that is.
I doubt who she is.
And it's not a doubt. My purview is that we have an aspect of our being that is pure consciousness, that is connected to the essence of the divine, of the Most High, of the life principle of the universe. And then there is mind, there is awareness. And actually, in the Jewish texts, spiritual scriptures, they talk about Ein and Ein Sof, and this is kind of what the ancient lore of African religion is kind of referring to, just in a very everyday-ish way. Mm-hmm. But I believe that it is this divine essence within you trying out a variety of levels of awareness to serve you for what it is that you are to learn when you incarnate. At any rate, outside of my reasoning of it, the story, the lore, is you go into this like etheric astral realm of some sort, and in this realm there is this room of all these heads, and you go to this room and you choose a head, and this head is known as the Ori, or is called the Ori in the Yoruban tongue, and this is literally like the seed of your soul or your consciousness that follows you throughout your entire journey in this life. It is something that is with you from beginning to end. And then after you do your incarnation thing, after you live your life and you are dead and you go back to the ether, the head returns to its domain in this realm, right? But the idea of it is, in the traditional African religion, is that you pray that you have chosen a good head, because those that do not choose a good head do not have the ability to ascend to a higher level of consciousness where they have good character. It's almost like in the astrological understanding, how you can have different astrological configurations that will make up your persona. Mm-hmm. And this is literally, the traditional African religion's way of making sense of the fact that based upon our spiritual lineage, based upon our spiritual maturity, we choose a persona that will assist us in learning the life lessons that we come here to learn. And through our trials, through the ebbs and flows of our life, we have this choice of choosing for good or not so good, you know, having various challenges. And our unique way of dealing with this stuff is what the Ifa tradition, I believe, is making sense of what our Ori is, what our head is. Regardless, neither here nor there, because of this, they have this understanding that we are to honor our Ori. We are to pray to our Ori, that our Ori, our head, our highest self, this aspect of our consciousness, of our awareness that is connected to our divine essence, has the ability to answer all of our questions in regards to life situations. It has the ability to assist us and intuitively tapping into this divine essence to guide us effortlessly through life, effectively through life situations. And so this idea of the Ori, of the head, is kind of what could be likened to the New Age ideology of the crown chakra. Our ability to connect to, again, that divine essence. This is when they say the crown chakra is our ability to tap into the divine. And so, regardless, there is this understanding that we are to acknowledge the highest self, to acknowledge the essence of the divine. Again, back to the tradition of African religion, also known as Ifa. And I mean, there's many African traditional religious paths, Ifa, Lukumi, Vodun, etc. But I'm referring to Ifa in particular. There is this idea to bless your head, to talk to your head, to ask your head for blessings in life on a consistent basis. In this understanding, I am realizing, and I have realized just by looking at other spiritual traditions, how important it is for us to not forget to identify with our highest self, our true self, the essence of the divine that is within. We have the ability to identify with all of these aspects of self. We can look in the mirror and be like, oh God, I look so ugly today. Or, oh God, I don't know if I'll speak right. I don't speak well. I'm not eloquent enough. Or, oh gosh, I'm such a dummy. Or I'm fill in the blank. Mm-hmm. And this is identification. Mm-hmm. This is you choosing your quote unquote head and acknowledging these various multi-dimensional aspects of self. And yes, they can be negative, like, oh, I'm such a nerd, or oh, I'm so sexy, or whatever. They could be negative, they could be mundane, but they could be anything. I'm so great. I'm so invincible. I'm so brilliant. I'm so charismatic. I'm so magical, or whatever, fill in the blank. But what we often do, unfortunately, through life, is we have this tendency to get into the habit of not affirming ourselves, or to choose an identification that does not serve a higher level of awareness. So what may be the best way to navigate through life is to tap into the habit of acknowledging and affirming an identification that is the highest that we can think of and know. And by doing that, we're able to literally be guided by this divine essence within us. It is acknowledging the fact that we are divine. It is acknowledging that, and it will call that essence up so that it guides us through the ebbs and flows of life, which is not always pleasant, not always easy, meant to be challenging so that we can grow strong, so that we can learn and accomplish whatever our mission is in life. But from the traditions that I have researched spiritually, and not just Ifa, these traditional African religions, but on a lot of them, there is this understanding that you lose this very limited understanding of a sense of self that is quote unquote human. Even the ancients talk about how the understanding, not the inner standing or the overstanding, but the understanding of our awareness is that we're human, that we're frail, that we're limited. But even to the ancient Egyptians, they talk about shedding off a very human identification and instead choosing the God self to become a Sarified, which is the name of their deity, of one that is connecting to the highest self, to the God self. And this is actually a repeat in all of the traditions. They'll talk about how you don't really know all of who you are, because how can you limit the understanding or the revelation of the Most High unto one particular point when it is all, when it is everything? So it is talking about acknowledging there is a highest divine essence and to identify with it in the most affirmative way versus choosing an identification habit that is something that does not elevate your sense of self, that does not elevate your state of self and your position in life. Mind you, your mind will create what you focus upon. And so if the focus is on an identification that is frail, weak, human, scared, fearful, anxious, sick, etc., then this is what ultimately we will create. So the ancients have learned, let us focus upon an aspect of our self that is connected to that which is divine. That which is divine, we have learned, is all-knowing, all-powerful, beyond just the limitations of space and time, and we could go on and on, omnipotent, omniscient, etc. So in doing that, you're able to tap into a level of excellence that is limitless, that has no limitation or boundaries at all. This is something that then shifts your entire paradigm. Well, an easy way, besides just thinking on these kind of things, an easy way to bring that into one's reality on a daily basis is to use the power of your mind by just speaking words that are affirmative on a daily basis, to the point that the mind begins to be programmed by these thoughts. And in the words of a beautiful teacher, God rest her soul, Louise L. Hay, there is a series of affirmations that I personally like to use and call the godmother of all affirmations. And this is, I love myself. I appreciate myself. I accept myself. And I say this godmother of affirmations on a repetitive basis. This is what I suggest, my first spiritual suggestion for all of us, so that we can become acquainted with this very ancient tradition of venerating, of honoring, of remembering our divine essence by affirming the greatness, the divine greatness that we are inherently. And it's simple. It is being able to hypnotize ourselves by the repetitive use of phrases that are affirming our sense of identification. First, to understand that you love yourself, that you accept yourself, that you appreciate yourself. To say it over and over again, I love, appreciate, and accept myself. I love myself, I accept myself, I appreciate myself. These words, saying it over and over again, is a way you can honor your Ori, your crown chakra, your link to divine essence, your God self. The suggestion that I offer is to use those affirmations on a daily basis as many times as you can possibly think of, so that it does become your programmed habitual way of thinking and a way in which you can venerate the God self within you. This link that you have with the life force, with the source of all creation that is within. So all in all, the suggestion is to honor, venerate, affirm yourself, and to keep in your mind that yes, you are divine.
You are supernal, heavenly, celestial, divine.